Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Curse of Nineveh, by Mike Mason, Mark Latham, Scott Dorwood, Paul Fricker, Andrew Kenrick.
So we talked to a group of us, talked to Matthew Smiley. His house was also broken into. He seemed to take a shine to Kitty, as all do, and she is worthy of adoration. And he too has an illegal collection, and also had a cuneiform tablet that was destroyed. The one thing that we learned is that his servant, Jones, heard the commotion, and he thought he saw a shadow moving, but of course he didn't have a key to the door, and Mr. Smiley was indisposed, and so didn't disturb him, but he didn't tell Mr. Smiley this because he didn't want to look foolish. But so we have another shadow intruder. This also happened at the Edgerton house. Mr. Edgerton is abroad, but Mrs. Edgerton, who seems rather dismissive of this whole collection thing, also showed us the collection room, also all torn up, also a cuneiform tablet, which she handed over to us, which is nice. And I know that Roger is busy playing a picture puzzle. And then Oswald in Maud spoke to an Alfie McLaughlin in the hospital. He was beaten up by a shadowy or invisible assailant. Other people who saw him thought he was having a fit. The one thing this ghost said to him was, "Tell me where Williams is or I'll kill you." We think that the Williams being referred to is a Ted Williams who works at the archivist, is an archivist in the British Museum. So we did go to the British Museum and to a Miss Leslie, who is one of, I don't think she's an, she might be an archivist. She definitely is like a bookkeeper for the archivists, and she is disturbed by the idea that things might be missing, stolen. She told us not only William's address, but that Williams, I believe, has been missing sick for a week. So my guess is he's dead. Let's see. Gibbons is a supplier. We learned from a journal that I forgot who purloined it from the Edgerton house. But we don't. Do we think Gibbons?
That would be me.
Yeah. I think Gibbons works as a porter at the museum as well. So we've also been told to speak to a curator, Walter Memes. We are looking for a translator, uniform tablets. It was really action packed.
Yeah, the only that was great. Thank you. The only thing I would offer is that Williams, she told you that Williams has been sick for the last month, not last week.
Oh, okay.
But yes, she did give you his address and all that. Cool. What do we all want to do next?
Didn't I also make a friend with one of the workers at the museum at smoking as well? Was that fun session? Yeah.
You did. You spoke to one of them outside. He introduced himself. Jasper Higginbotham.
I guess I would like to go look for Williams.
Well, we're here to see Memes. He's right here in the archives, right? Where we're going to ask him about a student to translate.
Oh, yes, we do need a student. Yes, yes.
Yes, so the administrator who you met up front directed you to Audrey and to Walters. She pointed to their two offices. You randomly pick Audrey's first. And, yeah. So Walter Memes is just a few doors down from hers. She pointed it out to you.
Shall we knock? We shall knock.
Excellent.
Excellent. Yes, yes.
I'm going to let Agatha lead.
Oh, well, all right. Are we morning still? Good morning. We were told to come see you. We're looking to speak with you. May we come in?
Yes, 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 yes. Walter Beams is about early 50s or so. He's got a suit on that doesn't look like it's not a fine fitted suit. It's a suit that he's worn through a variety of sizes of body and a large beard. Okay, so what can I help you with?
Good morning. I'm Dame Agatha, I'm Ms. Agatha Christie, and we are doing some research on some writings, and we're hoping we could hire a graduate student or something to help us with some translations.
Oh,
in Akkadian. Hoping you could recommend somebody.
Oh, yes, 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 of course. Let me find his card here. Yes, 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 yes. Here you go. Jason Fitzgerald. He's a graduate student. He does some part-time work here for us. He's always looking for a little extra money. Yeah, I've put down his phone and his address. It's a graduate housing, so it's a community phone, but
Of course.
Should be a trouble.
I remember the days.
Leave a message. Yes. Good. Well,
I believe that was it. Thank you. No, don't mean to disturb you, and I will look to Maud to see if there's anything that she's interested in, doing more on.
We were originally looking for a Williams, a Ted Williams. I hear that he's been out. You haven't heard anything, have you?
Ah, Ted Williams. Oh, yeah, the large fellow always creeping around down in the vaults. Let's see, I don't think I've seen him in days. He's probably under a bar somewhere. Got that rosy cheeks and nose of someone who isn't saving a lot of extra money, if you know what I mean. Yes, I don't normally deal with him on my day-to-day basis. I've just seen him at birthday celebrations and what.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He will turn to what he was doing, expecting you to walk out on your own.
I think we will walk out on our own.
Perfect.
Did we see Ted Williams' name on a door? I know he said he was creeping around downstairs, but I just,
It'd be fun to go look for him.
Mm-hmm.
Or his office. Yeah, we can wander around for a bit until we see if we can see his office. That seems fun.
I will remind you, although you're happy to do what you want, the woman at the front area there had said, well, here are these offices. Please don't go wandering around. I'll get in trouble. That doesn't mean you shouldn't get her in trouble. I'm just reminding you in case you forgot from last week.
I had definitely forgotten.
But I'm looking with my eyes, not wandering with my feet.
there are no offices that say Ted Williams on them or Theodore Williams or anything of the sort as you walk up and down this hallway and look around within a reasonable range of where you were left off.
Well, he's clearly not important enough to have his own office. Probably if he's resorting to stealing and selling things, then might be a bit lower down in the pecking order.
His office may be down in the basement.
We asked about Gibbons. Should we ask about if we can find his address or his contact? I whisper.
About who? You cut out.
Gibbons. Yeah.
Gibbons.
Maurice Gibbons.
Yeah, from the journal.
There's too many names.
Yeah.
Who's Gibbons? What does he do? What?
Porter that Edgerton bought the tablet from. He might have. We didn't
have. Right.
Yes, you have notes from Edgerton talking about his conversations with him and buying things from him. Gibbons.
Did we not ask about? I thought. Okay, no, we asked. So we just asked about Ted Williams last time.
Right.
I'll approach Ms. Leslie, and she's if I could bother you one more time, Mr. Maurice Gibbons. I was wondering if I could get his address as well. I was visiting Alfie McLaughlin, and he mentioned needing to get into contact with him. If you know, that would be so kind of you.
Well, he's here.
Oh.
He's working.
Well, I wouldn't want to disturb his job.
Why is it you need his home address then?
Oh, well, then because I didn't want to disrupt his work, but I'm happy to go look for him if you could point.
Oh, no. You can't go looking for people in the museum. You need to be accompanied by someone.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Thank you. Yes, we would love to be accompanied.
Go ahead and give me a charmed roll.
Oh, where are my dice? Where are my dice? Where's my character sheet? Oh, God. That's what happens when you turn up late, isn't it? Okay, hold on.
Well, actually, nothing happens when I show up late, but go ahead and carry on.
Let's see. Online dice roller gave me a 35. That's almost certainly a success for
absolutely.
Kitty, because she's so charming.
Very charming. Yes, well, he's probably down in the staff room. Do you all wish to come? I think yes, all of you except for Roger are here.
I'm happy to go look at some of the exhibits while you are doing that.
I will be there. I will join. Thank you, Sean.
Oswald, do come as you were with me with Alfie.
Yep.
All right. Dame Agatha can go look at exhibits by herself while the rest of you trot on down.
I'm going with Dame Agatha. With Dame Agatha.
All right. Perfect. Yes, you all sort of tromp on down. She leads you through the labyrinth of corridors. Down into what looks to be a large open area outside. It's just your Porter offices. There are no names on it. There's a group of men sitting around a table drinking coffee. Aubrey looks at one of them and says, Maurice, these people are here. They wish to talk to you about something. Yes, ma'am. She kind of looks and there's a conference room right near here. Come, all of you.
Oh, thank you.
And she will lead you to the conference room and then will sort of hover near the door as if she's not sure if she's supposed to be there or not.
Huh. Oh, look at them. Well, I wanted to get a good look at him. So I want to get a good look at him. And I was like, oh, we're meeting with your Alfie McLaughlin. He mentioned you. And we just thought since we were here, we would check in.
Yes, so he's in his early 40s. He's somewhat short, clean shaven, and he has a black eye.
Oh.
And he looks at you and says, check in with me about what?
You know that I look at his black eye, that he had a fit. And I kind of just touched my face near my eye.
Mm-hmm. Is he doing all right?
Poorly, actually. I think he's in need of some company. He feels like he's been abandoned a bit.
Oh, he and I aren't friends.
No. Funny. Hmm.
Yeah, just to be clear, you was, Alfie never mentioned Maurice.
I know. I'm totally
okay. Mentioned. All right.
I didn't really expect to see him. I wanted his address.
At the way this is going, Aubrey sort of slips out the door and closes it behind her.
Actually, your name came up in another matter as well.
Hi.
We were talking to a Miss Edgerton.
Hmm?
Hmm. Yes, it seems like her husband's collection had an unfortunate happening to it.
Aye.
Might be interested in more collecting.
Well, good luck to him on that.
Can I make a psych roll on that one?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, this isn't going to go well. that's a lot of luck to burn. Nope.
Come now, Mr. Gibbons. A man like you, you look like you know everything that goes on in a place like this. You must know where to get your hands on interesting items.
I mean, all sorts of interesting items here in the museums, ma'am.
Come now, don't be coy. You know what I'm talking about. Look, we're interested ourselves. We want in.
Go ahead and give me a fast talk roll.
Oh shit! I keep remembering I'm not good at fast talk. I'm good at charm. Yeah, Kitty is. Big flaw in this character. 13. I'm going to spend 8 points of luck.
you're interested in pretty items then?
Well, yes, of course.
Ancient pretty items.
Oh, well, I suppose I probably know someone who knows someone. If sometimes the museum has items it doesn't know what to do with.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, you've got some money. The museum doesn't like just giving up things. They want to get their money's worth.
Oh, of course, you know, donation.
Aye, that's the way it would be. Donation.
Donation.
That's what you could say, is you've made a donation. Well, any particular time periods of interest to you?
Ancient Sumerian, Akkadian? Items from Nineveh, perhaps.
Oh, yes. There's a whole collection of them. In fact, there's a, and he sort of leans in conspiratorially,
is a collection that no one knows about. Very.
Oh.
Very hush hush.
Where's that?
Oh, it's down in the. It's just a storage locker down there. They're poking through things.
Wow.
Sometimes I've got extra things down there. Things that no real value to anybody, but boy, you know, people, collectors like yourself will take good care of them.
Yes.
It's a shame the museum has so many things sitting in one storage bin and they just never get looked at.
It's practically a crime.
Indeed. That's how I look at it.
This fudge, how can it benefit the world if it's locked away?
Just so. Plus, this pretty thing should be appreciated, don't you think? He's definitely looking at Kitty when he's saying this.
I do. Lash a Sorry, smile. Not.
So many points of charm.
Kitty, your car. We shouldn't discuss this probably here.
Yeah, I agree. Is there like a better time we maybe can come when there are not so many eyes?
Oh, we can make a meeting. Where would be a good place for us to meet? I can meet anywhere after my shift. Talk more
could
with you.
Could you get us down into this hidden collection?
That's what I was asking, actually.
That might take a bit more, doing, but I can't see why. You all seem respectable. Of course. Outside in the rear of the museum, there's a little gazebo structure there. Let's just meet there sometime late tonight.
I attack the gazebo.
Lovely. Then it's agreed. And I prop my hand.
He takes your hand and shakes it. All right, then.
I'll leave him with like a 5 shilling note or something. So there'll be more of that. More of those donations when we see the items.
Ah, just so.
Does Ted work with you down in this collection?
Ted, I know Ted.
You know how private collectors are. I mean, everyone talks about the more enlightened members of the museum, like yourself. Those who know that items shouldn't be locked away.
Ted, I haven't seen Ted for a bit. Wouldn't be surprised if he decided to take some time off.
Did he receive any particularly large donations recently?
Oh, I try not to stay in his business and he stays out of mine. It's better for both of us, ma'am.
Yes, of course.
Hey, well, Shem, can I roll psychology to kind of get a sense of how he really feels about this?
About what?
About this deal, showing us around. Setting us up? Is she excited because she's got new customers? Or is she kind of
Go ahead and roll. Sure.
Hard success.
So he seemed perfectly fine early on, as you were just talking about him bringing you something. As soon as Kitty started talking about like coming in and seeing the things, his nervousness level jumped up. Not again, not that he's thinking of you, you don't get a sense of like he's looking to betray you, but you know, there's just he just got a lot more nervous about the prospect of bringing a bunch of people, because you are a crowd of people, mm-hmm. into the museum after our hours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why don't we just send a few of us?
Yes. Maybe those of us who are used to being hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Discreet.
We can offer him. Maybe we can be a little bit more discreet when we come over. We're just going to send a few people to help you, you know, squeeze us in.
Oh, that'd be fine.
Thank you.
So have we agreed to meet him this evening? Is that?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Plenty of time for the plot to kill him.
Well,
perhaps plenty of time to go and see Mr. Williams at his home address.
Yes. And after we leave, I was just like, I think that alerting Mr. Thompson, the curator, right?
Sorry, what was that? What do you want to do?
I mean, as much as I...
Thompson's not the curator. Well, he's part of the Thompson expedition. You're probably thinking of Patrick Longton.
Okay, Longton. I think it behooves us to tell Mr. Longton what will be going on.
Oh, I see. But then we won't get to see this hidden collection.
Well, you know, he can't... I think it's better to be caught in the act, right? We're down there at the collection, and then he sends in.
Well, I suppose if we tell Longton, then perhaps, yeah, we'll get in his good graces enough that he'll actually just be willing to show us it.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So while the conspirators are conspiring, I'm hopeful that Heathcliff and I can look for people who have an unfortunately high interest in us, sort of, because that has happened a fair bit. So I'm sort of moving from exhibit to exhibit and, you know, looking for people that keep showing up in the same place and so forth.
Go ahead and give me a spot hidden.
Look. Nope.
Nope, I rolled a 90, so no.
It is fun.
It is fun, but there doesn't seem to be... You don't see anybody paying any particular attention to you one way or t'other.
Excellent, but I do think about how one might do that.
Yeah. Anything
Actually,
else you want to do?
We'll
topside?
Meet up with the gang. Yeah,
that's fine. I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything else we can do.
Okay.
Should we pass the graduate student information on to Roger? Since he's putting together the tablet and has the rubbing in that.
Yes, perhaps we should stop by the club and let him know what's happening and that we're. Give him the information and head over to, we should have lunch.
He always likes lunch.
Yeah. And head over.
Okay, so you're all heading back to the club?
Mm-hmm.
Great. You arrive back. It's around time for lunch. I'm sure Roger has settled in. finding the right spot closest to where the food will be brought up first, perhaps. Who knows? Who knows? Certain exchanging of information, I assume, occurs.
Yes.
And,
Yes, with a bit of Mr. Shaw's assistance, I was able to reassemble some of these tablets.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, they're much more interesting like this.
made a few rubbings. A graduate student, you say. Perhaps you could give him the rubbing. You could translate from those.
Ah, yes. We could certainly do that if you don't feel that it would be useful for the project for you to speak with him yourself.
Give him that.
If you wish, I can imagine Mr. Shaw and I can manage this.
Quite right, quite right.
Steve found himself into Roger's orbit of not doing anything. I don't want to be rude, but Mr. Roger, the son
perhaps,
of
perhaps all actions, lunch.
Mr. Shaw. Yes, it's a delightful dinner as our lunch as always. And what will we be doing in the afternoon?
Looking for Ted Williams. And contacting Mr. Larson.
Oh, sorry, you contacting who?
Mr. Longton.
Oh, okay. Well, he's probably at the museum, or you could call if you wished.
Yes, I'm making a telephone call. Don't be seen back there in case Gibbons sees us. Maybe invite him over to the club to discuss something pressing.
All right. So you go ahead and give me a luck roll. He wasn't available this morning, but maybe this afternoon he will be. You can just give me your own individual luck. It's only for party luck.
Yes. Just made it. 57.
It's a bit of a back and forth, and eventually, Patrick Longton, how can I help you?
Yes, Mr. Longton, this is Maud Throckmorton. We spoke a little more over this summer.
Yes, Miss Throckmorton, yes. How are you?
I'm good, although I think we might have a lead on how artifacts are leaking from the museum. If you could meet us at the club... I don't dare go back there in case we're seen.
I mean, I have a point. Is this not something you can tell me over the phone?
Well, it's rather shocking, but we made contact with
Maurice Gibbons.
And he has agreed to meet us this evening at the gazebo behind the museum and then down into a place in the archives to peruse a collection of Nineveh artifacts for purchase.
Oh, and there were witnesses to this?
Other members of the club, yes. I thought
obviously we will keep the doors locked and have a security person there.
Yes, I just want to let you know that we'll be doing this so that you're prepared and, you know, this heinous crime can be checked.
Oh, you want me to try to catch him?
Yes. Yes! How else can you prosecute?
I just thought I'd fire him. I just... I can just fire him today.
But if we prosecute him, then we could find out the other people he's been dealing with and how much he's, you know, stolen from the people of Britain.
Go ahead and give me a persuader charm roll.
I'm not charming. I'm hoping I'm there going to be more persuasive. Oh, 98. Damn it!
You got this from him before, that that he doesn't want to believe that there's thefts occurring. Was interested in sort of finding him out, but he's not a... I mean, you can go back and look at his earlier picture. He's not a man of action. He's a man of quietly sitting in his chair and reading books.
Perhaps instead, if we brought in a constable?
Well, I'd be reluctant to bring in the law. I'll tell you what, I can have my chief of security come and meet you. How does that sound? Ralph Yates is our security chief.
Wonderful.
He's ex-police, so he'll understand what the law is. And yes, he can definitely go and meet you at the club.
A much
better choice. Yes, yeah. Yes. Perfect. What would be a good time for him to be there?
2 o'clock?
That should be fine.
I want to just look at the group with just like, ah.
Oh, dear.
I don't know why I bothered.
Well, it was the right thing to do, and it will certainly help keep us from getting in trouble. We just have to hope that this security guard is not in on the ruse. But if he is, I suspect we'll find out.
So let's say it's about 1 o'clock now, between all the wanderings and to's and froms in the morning and lunch. With Roger is never a short, quick affair. What are we doing? Some of you, who's going to meet Mr. Yates at 2?
I thought he was coming to the club.
He is. You can all wait if you want. That's fine. I didn't know some of you at what... The same person who set up the appointment for 2 also said that they were going to William's house, so it's...
Yes, I was going to go to William's house and not wait for this mysterious Mr. Yates.
I think Hamilton's going to go with Agnes as well. Oh, sorry, Agatha.
So going to Ted Williams' house is Agatha...
I will go. So it is.
Yes, lovely to have you accompany us, Mr. Helmsworth.
Yates to club. I assume Roger will. Will Roger be moving, or Roger stay at the club?
Do we have contact information for Mr. Fitzgerald?
You do. You have a phone number and an address.
Okay. Then I think we will write a letter. Offering Mr. Fitzgerald a translation job, appropriate remuneration, more money the sooner you can do it, contact me here at the club, this kind of thing, and send that off with a courier.
Yeah, that's not a problem at all. Yep. Will you be going to go to Mr. Williams' house, Roger, or you'll be staying here to meet with Mr. Yates or something else?
I will be staying here to at least observe the meeting with Mr. Yates, depending on how quickly Mr. Fitzgerald shows up.
All right. Maud, you'll be meeting Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Kitty?
I'll stick with Maud for the time being.
Oh, sorry, you're going to Ted Williams. Thank you. Oswald.
I will stay for the Yates meeting.
And Colmer.
Yates, please, Yates.
All right.
If that's a disproportionate amount waiting for Yates, then I can go with the others.
No, that's four to three. It's fine.
All right.
Let us start with the Ted Williams group. You have his address. You arrive there. It's a small terraced house. There are faded and yellowing curtains obscuring the view inside. Yes.
I guess look around and see if the house seems sort of funny in any way. Broken windows, or I don't know, swinging front door, that kind of thing.
No. So the front door is not open. You do see there's a small garden that looks like it hasn't been tended to for some time. Mm. There are a number of weeds. Go ahead and roll me a spot hidden.
That would not be a success.
Cool. Heathcliff and Montgomery, you want to give me spot hiddens as well?
Normal success.
Yes. Failure for me.
Okay. Heathcliff, you notice that there is a rat sort of in the garden itself, chewing on something that sort of scurries out of the way as you make your presence known.
Like, we'll just sort of nod and go, oh, rats. And then continue on.
Yep,
and I'll nod in the direction.
Yep, there's a small path that leads around to the back.
Mm.
I might wander around back. Seems like a fun thing to do.
In the back, it's a small little yard, but there is there's a door there as well.
And the rat was in the garden on the side or in the back there.
Yeah. Yep.
Does it look? I'm getting my murder excitement up. Does it look like there's a lot of freshly turned earth at the wrong season for a garden?
No. No, it just looks like that nobody has really taken care of this garden for a bit.
Okay. Well, shall we go up to the front and knock?
Maybe you should make a character who really focuses on gardens. That would be fun.
you know what I will do is, before we go back to the front, I will take a look at the back door to see if someone has forced it or something like that recently.
Nope, doesn't look to be forced.
Is it open? Now that I'm here?
I mean, the door is shut. You want to try to see if it's unlocked?
Yes.
It is unlocked.
Turn to the others. It is unlocked.
Well, it still seems like perhaps we should knock at the front before walking in at the back, but we could just walk in.
No, In fact, I think you did that. I mean, it was sort of a thing. So, yes, you can knock on the front, and there's no answer inside.
Oh, well, all right, then. In that case, we should definitely go in.
Yeah, I'll, you know, be cautious. Mr. Williams, hello?
I'm going to find my way to the kitchen as quickly as I can to see how recently this, you know, it has been used.
Sure. So the back door opens into the kitchen, and there are, as you walk in, it looks like it's just been ransacked in here. There's smashed pots and plates. Cupboard doors are sort of hanging off on the hinges. The kitchen table is broken in half.
Whoa.
Chairs are overturned and broken.
All right, yeah, perhaps one of our shadow friends has been here.
One of the things that I will do first is pull out the gloves that I use to deal with delicate books at the library and putting them. And
good idea.
And yeah. Is there like blood stains somewhere, or just things in disarray?
So you're just in the kitchen right now, and there's no blood stains in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, I guess we should go look for him. I will steal myself and.
I mean, Heathcliff will basically start heading in and start looking around to see what he can see.
All right. So again, this is a relatively small building. There's a small corridor that leads down into a living room area. This area also looks to be ransacked in the sense of, you know, there are chairs here that the cushions have been torn open. There's a small cabinet that was turned over. But what is probably most striking is that there's a turned over pot of paint, and on the walls, in the notes,
very fine.
Someone has has scrawled on the message, "Give me the tablets."
Oh, certainly consistent.
Interesting.
Definitely.
Very consistent. He may have taken the tablets and then given them to various folks, and somebody only followed the first link of the chain. But I guess we should go upstairs and see if he's there. It's interesting. He must have called in sick and then something happened, if he were just killed, he wouldn't have called in sick, obviously. He would have just not shown up. But anyway, let's go see what we can find.
And so maybe he wasn't at home when this happened. That's what,
And maybe just hiding somewhere else. Sick.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, exactly. And he's hiding. I mean, if they've come.
Yeah, well, let's go look.
I will head over. There's a fire. I'd grab a poker, just in case there's like someone still around.
So upstairs is more of the same in the sense of the bed blankets have been ripped off the beds. The beds have been overturned. Wardrobe doors have been smashed and jarred. The wardrobes in some cases are sort of pushed down. And there's banknotes and money all over the master bedroom. A fair bit of money. Yeah.
Well, perhaps he was selling things. I suppose that's possible. Examine his wardrobe, his clothing, to see if there's sort of obvious, if he did come in, if this hypothesis is true, then perhaps he packed some things before running away.
You find a standard size valise, like what one would use to go on vacation with there, just tucked in the back corner. Okay. And there doesn't seem to be, you know, a row of empty hangers type there.
Yeah. Wow. He's not. He doesn't seem to be here, which I guess is a bit of a relief, but.
So the money that is lying around, is it like an important amount of money or?
It's about 400 pounds, which is a lot of money for somebody.
That's this time period, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it sounds like... Go ahead.
Sorry, is there like a desk? Because I probably want to look at in terms of paperwork and that sort of stuff, books.
There is a desk. You can look through it.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any books
of any sort keeping track of, you know, there's no ledger of like, you know, this statue to this person type thing or anything of that sort.
Yeah, well, I'll also feel around in the desk to see if it's like got any heat secret compartments, anything like that.
No, it's pretty easy to look through the desk. The desk has been sort of turned over on its side, so you can sort of easily sort of poke around and look and see there's no extra areas. Go ahead and give me an idea roll.
Idea roll, okay. 05, so definitely.
When you're sort of realizing that you're looking for this desk, and you're looking through and you realize the desk has been turned over, you realize that, like, whoever tore this house apart was doing what you're doing, but in a much more violent manner. Clearly looking for something, paperwork, something. It sort of makes you think back to the you've seen the houses where the rooms where the collection was were just sort of torn apart. But this seems more like they're looking, whereas the before in the other places it just looked like violence for violence sake.
Yep. So this is more that they've been basically throwing stuff around and being less discreet in terms of trying to find secret compartments, things where they could hide something.
Like a compartment, yeah. So the beds torn up, like looking around into the beds themselves type thing. The wardrobe tipped over for looking behind it.
Bookshelves?
Bookshelves torn down, books torn up. Like all the things you would think, like, oh, maybe I'll look here. Whatever it was here, someone's looked there.
No, but here's the thing, Shin. So obviously whoever did this was looking for tablets, not caring for anything else. We do care for the something else, right? That might be left behind, like a note of someone he was selling stuff to or whatever, right? That type of
Well, I understand what you're looking for, and I'm suggesting to you that whoever tore this place apart was also looking for the next link in the chain.
Yeah, very good. All right, so it looks like Williams was never back. Whenever he left, he's not aware that someone ransacked his house, given the amount of money that is lying around. Probably if he was, running away from this, he will have taken as much money as he could, let's say. So I'll say we need to start looking for Williams somewhere else.
I would like to look out the second floor, the first floor, the upstairs window, sort of peek out through the curtains and see if somebody's watching us.
You peek out through the curtains, and in the adjoining house to you, there is a woman, elderly woman, maybe in her 60s or so, and she is absolutely looking through her window at you all as well, and has a little like "woo" look on her face when she sees you.
I will wave at her.
She will wave back and sort of point downward, and then you see her turn, and the curtain sort of closes behind her.
I will go try to meet her, and I will let the others know, obviously, that they can come.
Sure. Let's jump over back to the club. At the club,
sounds like a little murder show going on over there.
Sorry. Copycats.
Yeah.
Around at precisely at 2 o'clock, a gentleman walks in, introduces himself to the front person as Ralph Yates. I'm here to see Maud Throckmorton.
Throckmorton.
And they will. Yes. I assume you let the front desk know that he was coming. Comes in. Yes. Hello. He is about mid-50s. He's tall and lean. Carries himself in a very measured way. You get that sense of, you know, ex-military, ex-police. Yes. I understand from Mr. Logton you have a crime to report.
Yes. First, let me introduce. This is Catherine Hall, Honor Shaw, and Oswald.
Please call me Kitty.
Do all the introductions. Roger Schindler. We have been charged by Mr. Logton. We previously, over the summer, were made aware of some thefts at the museum. And we're following up on a lead with one of the porters.
He pulls out a notepad and starts writing things down. It says, last summer you had a lead on the stolen object.
Yes. So we've made an arrangement with one of the porters, Mr. Maurice Gibbons, to meet him this evening at the gazebo in order to go into the museum, into one of the archives, to buy artifacts.
Mr. Gibbons, he's a...
Porter.
Yes. He's always thinks he's a little cleverer than he is. That doesn't surprise me.
Well, we want to be cleverer than him and actually, you know, meet him. And, obviously, he might know who he sold these things to. We could recover more of the items, find out what's been going on. Mr. Longton spoke highly of you and your detective work.
Give me a fast talk.
Yes, fast talk is good. I will burn 8 points of luck to make that.
Snap.
That's good of Mr. Longton to tell you. I can't stress enough the need for discretion in these matters. Mr. Longton suggested that you were thinking about trying to prosecute him. If we have any hope of recovering the lost items, I can tell you right now that. If we cause him to be arrested, he will have to, for his own safety, clam up about these items being stolen. I just want to make sure you're comfortable with the fact that we may or may not actually bring the law in here. It's be a black eye for the museum if they...
I understand the need for discretion.
good.
Sure, the... collectors of these items are also looking for discretion. And so, finding out who he's selling to is of utmost importance. We wouldn't want to embarrass anyone. It'd be much easier to get the museum's properties back if discretion was the steady course.
What exactly is it you think he's been selling?
Artifacts from Nineveh.
Anything in particular?
Last summer we were looking for some statuettes. There's been some tablets, I believe, that have been bandied about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
That's a good point. Let's scribble some more down in there. Sorry, Miss Hall, you were about to say something?
I was simply going to say that obviously we have the interests of the museum, you know, close to our own hearts. And I hope you understand this shows how willing we are to be close friends of the museum. And we hope that Mr. Longton and, you know, the rest of the museum curators will maybe perhaps be able to trust us with access to some of these collections.
I can tell you, Mr. Longton gave me no indication that you were not trustworthy.
Excellent. That is good to hear.
Good. So, well, my recommendation to the situation is that you meet this Gibbons fellow tonight and get him to bring you inside, and then I will be waiting there, and he and I will have a long and probably difficult conversation where I lay out to him how things may play out if he's unwilling to be cooperative and to, in terms of who he is sold to and what he is sold.
Excellent.
My experience has been that the even the bravest of these thieves crumples when thought of appearing and being for the court in such an ironclad case as this one. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, is there anything else you think I should know?
As a player, I feel like we'd be remiss if someone, and I'll do it, didn't kind of roll psychology on this guy and see if maybe he's trying to set us up because he's in on it, or if he seems sincere and is anxious to do his job, that kind of thing.
As a character, you may roll psychology.
As a player, I have rolled. I have no idea what's going on. But as a character, I am sure he is trustworthy.
As a player, I have alerted the other players. I have really not done a good job with my role, and perhaps they also will want to join me in rolling. There's no point traveling in a pack if you can't just roll everything multiple times.
I have a 94 out of 10 for my psychology role, so I'm also
found the next husband.
No, not me. I find him completely trustworthy myself. Excellent, excellent.
It's the perfect cry.
Roger, are you going to Neo-Wolf this and roll as well? Or
sure. Psychology, you say? That's a hard success.
He seems very trustworthy. You don't know why your fellows in this endeavor seem so unsure about him.
Yeah, I'm not going to share that information.
No, of course not. I'd expect no less. Well, again, yes, of course, we're perfectly willing to take the assistance you're giving here and consider you to be a particular friend of the museum. It's certainly not a problem for us. You get the sense that maybe he was worried you're going to ask for money.
No.
But this seems much better.
Yeah, no.
Oh, crap. He says, yes, well, I don't think in the past we've been as concerned about it, but certainly this collection has reminded us of the need to up our security. I've definitely am taking more aggressive measures than I might otherwise. It's Miss Leister gave me a note She wanted you to let wanted me to let you know that she did an initial inventory and that there is a there's a marble box carved in the storage area that at one point had four tablets in it, and they're now missing.
Aha.
Mm. Are there any? Go ahead.
I was going to say, had those tablets been translated?
No, they had not. We are now looking into. There's an inscription on the tablet on the box. You called it a casket, but a box. We're now looking to translate to see if we have some idea of what might have been inside.
Wow.
But we don't have that yet. They were cataloged as there. They're clearly. Clearly indicated, and now we've looked, and the box is empty. So your request is Eisterser is working on it even as we speak, trying to find if there are other items that might have been initially cataloged that now are missing.
Hope we don't tip off Mr. Gibbons. Excellent, excellent.
And on that, we'll go back to the other group.
It appears that the neighbor may have something interesting to tell us about Mr. Williams.
That's good. Let's go.
We'll speak with her. I don't know if you'd like to come.
She'll meet you by the back door area.
Excellent. Okay.
It's interesting. You know, there's not a fence between the properties. There's clearly a difference. You know, her lawn is better kept than Mr. Williams' lawn, and she's clearly standing on her side of the non-existent line.
Wonderful. I will go stand just on his side of the non-existent line.
Yes. What are you doing at Mr. Williams' house?
We are here from the museum, and we've been quite worried because it seems he has not been in quite some time, and we were afraid that something may have happened to him. What do you know? Obviously, you've been keeping an eye here, and which is a very nice neighborly thing to do. And I imagine you haven't seen him for some time.
Days, yes. It was maybe three weeks ago. I could hear a fight happening in the house. It was Ted and some other fella.
He was here.
Just yelling at each other. Yes.
That's interesting.
The other fellow kept yelling something about stones or tablets or something.
Tablets, yes.
Ted kept saying he didn't have them, or that they'd been gone, or something. Couldn't quite hear him. He wasn't yelling the way the other one was.
Mm, it, unfortunate.
It all went quiet for a bit over there, and then it just sounded like someone was tearing up the place. Well, I was going to call someone, you know.
Someone Arthur, did quite tear up the place, that's for sure.
My husband, Arthur... He told me to just keep my mouth shut and go back to sleep.
Oh, this was in the middle of the night.
Oh, yes.
Fascinating. Did you...
I have trouble sleeping these days. I wander around the house, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did you happen to see Mr. Williams again? Did you see him leave, for example?
I didn't.
Oh, dear.
Go ahead and roll me psychology.
Okay.
Anybody who's there can roll.
Normal success.
She is like a cat with milk at this gossip.
Mm-hmm.
She is just so excited to be talking to people about what she saw. I wish I shouldn't have listened to Arthur. I knew I should have called somebody, but he doesn't like getting involved in other people's business, but sometimes you're right. Good neighbors get involved.
Well, it would be tough to know, but I'm sorry. So there was a fight, and then all of this uproar in the house. The house is quite a mess. It's really been quite torn apart. And
oh, really? Oh.
Yes, it's quite a mess. And had anything like this happened before here?
No. He keeps odd hours sometimes. He'll leave in the early evening and come back again. But, very respectable. It's terrible what's happened to his garden. He had sort of lovely tomatoes growing.
Yes, I was curious about his garden. It seemed like it has been, was it neglected longer than he's been, than you haven't seen him, or is it just these past few weeks?
Oh, it's just a few weeks. The weeds have set in. I thought about going over, but Arthur told me not to get involved with his garden either.
Has there been any drastic change in his garden that you saw, or is it simply the slow taking over of the weeds?
Just roll her for a minute here. She gets very animated. Oh, no, it's just been the slow weeds. You're thinking there might be something underneath there. Oh, I don't think so. I mean, maybe. Oh, we should get a shovel. I have a shovel. Do you want to look?
Oh, that's, yes. I'm afraid I do.
Oh, it's fine. Arthur's out. It's fine. We can do this.
Oh, good.
And yeah, she will happily go and get a shovel from her little shed and happily walk over and hand the shovel to, let's say, Heathcliff. And
yep.
He looks like he has rough, callous hands, unlike Montgomery the librarian. And
yeah, he does.
Yeah, we'll grab it if it doesn't.
You dig around and you realize, like, no, this really hasn't been disturbed, and you know, there's no sort of below sort of an immediate level sort of overturning the soil a little bit. There's nothing. There's nothing fun buried underneath.
And inside the house, is there a basement?
There's not.
I was wondering about a basement. Yeah. Okay.
And we didn't get any strange smell, right?
No.
Smell.
No, there's nothing. No smells that seem off in any way. It's a little, you know, you open the door up and sort of air sort of flowed in for what you imagine was the first time in a while, but not, there's nothing mm-hmm. rotting or anything like that.
Well, this is not to the neighbor. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he was kidnapped. That would explain it, right?
That's what I was thinking. Either he's kidnapped or he got here, saw what's going on, and has gone into hiding.
Well, there was this fight, right? So if the two of them were fighting, and then immediately after the house got ransacked, he must have been here for that, unless he managed to run away, but seems unlikely, so. Although it's interesting that whoever did this would have left a message for, I don't know who the message would be for, if it's not for Williams himself, since, right, there was a man and Williams who had an argument, and then there was all of this loud noise, presumably the furniture being broken, and then somebody left this message, give me the tablets, but it couldn't have been left for, oh, maybe that's Williams's blood. Is it Williams's blood? Or somebody's blood?
It is not. And you saw an overturned pot of paint.
Pot of paint, that's right, okay. Who keeps paint in their house? That's bizarre.
What's weird about it is it's a black paint. Who uses black paint to paint their houses?
Right. That's a good Victorian color, I guess.
Hmm. Quick question. So there was black paint.
Yeah.
Do we when we walked through the house, do we remember of a section of the house that was painted in black inside?
Yes, there's a the bookcases have been painted in black, and if you want to sort of poke around, you're like, oh yeah, no, there's a fairly fresh coat of paint on here.
Okay, why has he just recently painted the bookcases black?
That could be a coincidence.
Narrator, it's a coincidence.
No, we must investigate this for the next 3 episodes.
Exactly.
Read every book on the bookshelf. This
is the neighbor, and I will suggest that that at some point, but not today probably, she might want to clean up a little the kitchen area. I will not say anything about the money. But I suppose if she gets her nosy way in, she'll find it for herself, which seems fine. I guess
I want to somehow look for, I don't know what it would be.
I guess it's signs of physical violence against a person, which I guess is probably blood stains or.
There doesn't seem to be anything. Yeah, there doesn't seem to be anything like that here. There's no sign that, you know, I mean, that somebody was beaten up. That there's no blood nearby. There's no. I mean, I guess that would be the only real indicator you have that there was some sort of fight. There's no blood that you see.
Okay.
Anywhere around.
Well. It seems to be a dead end. I mean, obviously, there's somebody looking for tablets, which we've already established, and Williams doesn't seem to be here either dead or alive. I assume there's nowhere in this house that. Like, I assume we've looked carefully enough that if he were here, we would have found him. If there was under a bed or some kind of a hiding place. But if not, maybe we should roll something.
An attic,
right.
No, there's no attic, but if y'all want to give me another spot hidden.
Sure. I will continue not to spot the hidden. She's not very good at this game, Agatha, at spotting things. She's a writer.
A 0-1 for me.
That seems better.
Montgomery, anything?
I think he's muted.
Very muted.
I'm muted. Yeah. Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Sorry, did you spot anything in? Oh, I know you got a 0-1. Roll. What's that?
Hold on. I didn't roll. Hold on.
Okay.
That's a failure, unfortunately. So I didn't see.
Great. Heathcliff, as you are wandering around from the others, they're all sort of looking around. You go up to the... they're up on the second floor. You're down in the living room kitchen area. And with your 0-1, can you roll me a sanity roll?
Right. Spot the hiddens. Spot the hiddens. Come for the sanity.
Way too hidden.
55. What's my sanity currently? 60. So success.
Okay. You, at one point, you are in the living room, and you see, you're sort of looking around, looking, carefully, trying to find this hidden hiding place for a body and such, and then out of the corner of your eye, you see a shadow, and it moves, but it's not moving the way you're moving. Like, your turn is stepping forward, and it's sort of moving in a different direction. You look behind you and realize that your shadow is where it should be, and that shadow is something else. And as you look, you see it sort of move along the walls, slide into the kitchen.
I'll follow it. And I'll call out, Lady Agatha, come here. As I follow this shadow.
It slips through the door, the back door.
Do we see the shadow now?
You're up.
Well,
no, I said you're upstairs. So, failing your rolls.
I will call out.
That's fine. You can all run downstairs.
Yeah, we'll be coming down.
Happening fairly quickly as it sort of, it whatever it is, clearly became aware of your awareness. And it slides through the back door. Are you going to run out and try to chase after it?
Yeah, I will follow it.
Is it completely out of the house yet, or can we shut the door?
The door you shut, I'm going to assume you shut the door behind you rather than leaving the door swinging around.
So you just went through the door?
Yeah, it's like it just slid right underneath the door.
Like a shadow. Okay.
Yeah. Like I was thinking it wasn't, visible someone and was projecting a shadow.
Shadow sort of slips outside. You gonna run outside, Heathcliff?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, go ahead and give me another spot hidden.
Okay.
Oh, so same here. I will roll as well.
So that's a 23.
Hard success.
So I've got normal success.
Okay. Montgomery, you get out there and join Heathcliff. You're both looking around. You don't see any shadows that don't look like they should be there.
It is hiding the shadows.
What was the guy's name? Who?
Williams.
Well, I'll call out to him.
I'll let you know to grab a flashlight.
It's light outside. There's plenty of light outside. Okay.
I know, but I want to. Point the flashlight. Exactly. And the shadows. See, we can spot it. Hiding the shadows.
Sure. You look around for a bit and you don't see any, as your light hits places, shadows disappear.
All right.
Let's go back to the club. What is Team Club doing? Roger, you've sent over a message, did you leave a phone number? Or just an address?
I just said to contact me here at the club.
At some point, Sykes comes to you and says, there's a phone message for you, sir.
Yes, I'll have it.
Jason Fitzgerald, yes.
Yes,
Yes.
Oh, there is a phone call.
Phone call for you, sir.
Ah, yes. You should be more specific with your verbiage, sir. Yes, bring me the phone. Or I shall go to the phone, I guess.
Yes, probably more likely. We'll go to Muhammad.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jason Fitzgerald here. I understand you might have some work for me.
Ah, Mr. Fitzgerald, yes. Your name came up as an expert in such things. We have a few tablets of Mesopotamian origin that might be able to translate.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's my my specialty, sir. I'd be happy to do that for you. Are you really offering the price you put here, sir?
Yes, of course.
Oh, well, I will give this my highest priority, sir. What do you have for me?
I presume rubbings are sufficient for your purpose?
Oh, absolutely, sir. I mean, it's always nice if you have the original, but I certainly can work with the rubbings.
Excellent. Well, we have X number of tablets. Each is about this large.
Well, not a problem at all. Could I swing over today and pick up these rubbings, sir?
Yes, please. I shall be here for the rest of the day. Come at your convenience.
Will do, sir. Will do.
Excellent. I look forward to meeting you, sir. Thank you.
I should be there within the hour, sir.
Look forward to it.
Excellent.
Click.
Click.
Only one of you gets to click.
Sorry, I took away his player agency. Railroading this phone ending.
I clicked first, so I
you did.
No, you did click.
So Roger's got Roger. Something to do for a bit. Maud, Kitty, Oddwell, Connor, what are you all up to?
I don't think we have much to do until the heist tonight. Sting.
Well, it might start out as one and become another.
Exactly.
Perhaps Kitty. A nap if you were.
Yes.
did Yates, was Yates the one who just told us that there was a box / casket that had more more tablets in it, that the tablets were missing, but there's an inscription on the box?
Yes.
So it seems like we have a little while until tonight. When Yates left, it might be worth, I'd be interested, someone can help or rather come with or not come with, about going and getting a rubbing of this inscription, so that, or symbol or whatever it is, so that we can give it to our boy, our guy, grad student.
Yeah, I think we already took the rubbings
from the casket.
Oh, from the kid.
Oh, but the museum's going to translate that. Are you saying we should go in?
Oh, to get it instead before the museum? I mean, I guess we can wait in the museum. I was just looking to be proactive with something. But yeah,
I'm happy to just wait rather than sort of fill in every moment with something.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I was just thinking, who was going to go meet Maury Gibbons? And did seem to take a shine to you, Kitty, as all. And maybe.
Oh, you mean who's going tonight?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, I clearly need to change because these are my visit in the museum clothes, and I need to go to find my break in and enter in the museum clothes. So.
You always have the best priorities.
Well, I'm happy to wait. Yeah, as well then.
All right. You all can wait, get a nap, change your clothes. That seems fine.
Have some soup.
Have a nice leisurely meal.
Nice.
Cigars and brandy.
Let's go back to William's house then.
You say you saw a shadow. Amazing. And then it took away your tongue.
And I'll... sorry. It moved. It came from, and I'll basically go into the room that I saw it from there, and like moved through along the wall, out the door, then outside.
I wonder how they're possibly doing this. That's such a strange thing, having these shadows on their own.
So, was it spying on us, or was it here before? That's the
Following us. I have felt that something has been following us. I just haven't seen anything.
Interesting. Now we need to look further. Into the shadows, he sees.
Oh, dear. And Agatha sort of starts poking into all the corners. We're like, oh, no, the shadows are after us. I assume she's still having these unpleasant dreams, right?
Oh, she is. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
So yeah, kind of give them shivers. Look around
and then I guess suggest that we leave. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, thinking about the dreams that I had the first night that I was trying to investigate about the small statue. I had this dream of someone chasing me. It felt quite real. Maybe it
must be so unpleasant.
Maybe we should get that statue back under our custody.
If you have it
in the bank.
In the bank. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. We should give back.
What do you mean? You mean have it in our, hold on to it?
Yes, and kind of, you know, take turns and see if what happens.
Very unpleasant. I kept almost going to visit it, and I could only barely stop myself. I've taken a fascination for it, and I'm quite sure that if I spent time with it again, I would be perhaps even unwilling to give it up. I do not think this is such a good idea, what you're suggesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't recall feeling like that. Do I, Shen? I have this sense of...
No, you really only had it for a short... You had it for a short period of time.
Okay.
I mean, you think about it every now and then, but it's not like, you know, the first night you had, the next day that you can, as Agatha is saying that, you can remember, like, the day after you had it, you really wanted to sort of keep track of where it was, and you can remember that moment when you handed it over to Agatha. It was just a flicker of hesitation before you did so, but then you did it. And since then, you haven't felt that same connection to it.
Okay. Good.
For you, yes. Yeah. All right. But,
I do think perhaps we should. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying maybe we should go back to the club and maybe see if we got any, or even try to find news about someone missing when. You know, 3 days ago is what she said when she heard the fighting.
No, it was longer ago.
Weeks, 3 weeks is what she thinks.
3 weeks.
Yes, roughly when he stopped coming in. Mm-hmm. Perhaps somebody called in sick for him if he didn't manage to do it himself. It's still something very confusing that I will have to ponder for a little while.
Who is but, the one that told us?
Done here.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go back to the club. So who was it that told us that he called in sick?
Oh, that could be a lie. That's very interesting. Yes, who was it? I wonder if it was...
Audrey said that she had not seen him a while and that she thought he was sick.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right, but that's just she thought, which means somebody else could have said that to her. Yeah, I wonder if it's this Maurice Gibbons, perhaps, or somebody like that who has been, you know, just sort of said, who has been spreading the rumors, making sure that everyone thinks that he's called in sick at some point. I wonder if there's somebody sort of in charge of, I don't know, making sure people come to work or something that might know differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something that we can ask the museum.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I guess this will be en route to the club, perhaps.
Let's interrupt that briefly. Heathcliff, you have a car, right?
I do, yes. Yes, yeah. He does.
Okay. As the three of you make your way towards Heathcliff's car, there is a gentleman standing right next to it.
Ah, very fine. That's who I was looking for. But I found the neighbor lady.
He is in his early 30s. He is in a suit. It's somewhat plain compared to sort of what you might expect to see, say, around your club or whatever. He is clearly or seemingly of Arabic descent. He has an umbrella in his hand.
You don't trust umbrellas.
He is sort of tapping on the ground as he looks at you. He says, good
afternoon.
Good to see you. Yes, I am Azhar Uddin.
Azhar Uddin.
And yes, how is it that you are here at Mr. Williams' house, if you don't mind my asking?
I might ask you the same. What? And who? I understand your name, but who are you in a bigger context?
Well, I am a member of an organization that is very, very interested in some of the misappropriations and misuses of certain artifacts that were taken from Nineveh some time back.
Yes, from the Thompson digs. Is it Thompson?
Campbell Thompson.
The second version.
Yes, the 1919. There were things that were taken during that dig that should not have been brought back to this world. And my organization is...
London?
Hmm? What? No, I mean just the world at large.
Well, surely they had never left it if they were in the dig.
They were secure from those who would misuse them. Now they are out in the world and vulnerable to the follies of mankind.
Are these primarily these tablets that you are concerned with?
There's a number of items that we're interested in, but yes, I'm here today because of the tablets.
Ah, well, if you go into Mr. Williams' house, you will see that somebody rather less refined, perhaps, than yourself was also looking for these tablets and did not seem to find any information at all about where they might be.
Yes, I have been in Mr. Williams' house looking.
Of course.
But unlike you, I think I know who it was who did the damage to his house. I'm wondering if you all might be interested in making a deal.
Well, should we go somewhere other than standing around in the street? There's a very nosy neighbor.
Just so. There's a small cafe up there, or we could go back into Mr. Williams' house. Whichever.
Perhaps the cafe would be better. We can get some tea.
Coffee for me, but yes. It's just easy walking distance. Shall we walk?
Her level of trust just drops dramatically.
Oh, I understand, yes. Let's just sort of make your way down there to the cafe, get an outside table off from the others. So as I was saying, I'm wondering if you're interested in working with my organization.
Your goal is to what, return these to bury them again, or I'm a little confused?
Yes. Well, bury or otherwise remove from from the gaze of mankind going forward.
Well, and do you think that you say that you're aware of the person or the people, a group that are doing violence to perhaps achieve the same ends, or perhaps they're doing it to, as you say, misuse these artifacts? It seems there are collectors who presumably know nothing and are not using anything in any way, and then there are people who are trying to use these objects somehow, misuse them?
Yes, yes, I'm aware of Mr. Noble, Mr. Smiley, and Mr. Edgerton. They are collectors, but largely unaware of what it is that they are becoming involved in. Although I will say that none of the objects that they have are of any particular interest. Mm-hmm. But before we go any further, as I've asked now twice, I will ask again, are you interested in a deal?
Obviously, I'm interested. That's why I'm asking for information. Mm-hmm. But I can't say that I would like to conclude the deal until I understand what it might be.
Excellent. Well
yeah.
said.
Yeah, you need to understand that there's a lot of harm already being done because of these tablets, we presume. But so, of course, we're interested in stopping that, harm to others. Yeah, we are eager to hear more because we get a lot of loose ends.
I will give you information, and I will give you a way of stopping this entity.
Violence? Oh,
well, the entity itself. In exchange, if you find the last two tablets, that you'll return them to me.
Ah, I see. So I'm gonna give him a little psychology role, since that's what we do. And my main thing that I'm interested in is just that he is separate from the people doing the violence.
Yep.
That is a hard success.
He absolutely appears to be honest. You get a sense that he knows a fair bit of what's going on, but you absolutely get the sense also that he wants to stop the violence from occurring.
Wonderful. Yes, that seems quite reasonable. I don't myself, there are many of us who have been investigating, and I don't know how everybody feels, but I am not particularly interested in the continued existence of these tablets on British soil. I don't think they have they're not going to make us a particularly more intelligent or wealthy country. So I'm certainly open to this arrangement.
I think the only one of your group who might care might be Mr. Shaw. But again, it's necessary. And perhaps we can replace that which we take with other objects of less danger to humanity, but of greater value to understanding, if that makes sense.
It does. And he can roll his own psychology, but it makes absolutely no sense. I think that Dame Agatha is understanding that the danger to humanity is the fact that people are willing to kill to get these things, not that they are in some way intrinsically
I understand. Perhaps I've been a little too circumvent, but let me explain this to you. The one that you're looking for is no longer a mortal man. He is in the darkness. He cannot be stopped by mortal means.
Williams.
No, what? Not Williams.
Oh,
Williams is not Williams just simply the person who gave Ginger the means, but he didn't give him enough. Uh-huh. As you are aware, Mr. Williams has procreated valuable items from the museum, and for the misfortune for all of us is he took two tablets and sold them to a collector, Balathith's Ginger. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is that these two tablets were a set of four. The mm-hmm. ones he sold were the ones that transformed one into a walking shadow. But there are two other ones that Williams had in his possession that he sold. That those are the ones that allow you to come back again. And without those two tablets, Mr. Ginger is slowly going mad.
Okay, and so he is looking for tablets to allow him to become human again.
And the problem is I would normally say find the tablets and convert them back, but it's the tablets don't disconnect you from the shadow. Mr. Ginger would be being of mortality and shadow, still be unkillable, but would have much more control over his shadows. It's a grave issue that if he was to have that much power, he'd be virtually unstoppable, even by the means of which, and he pulls out of his jacket a scroll and slides it across the table to you.
I will look at it.
The scroll is somewhat new looking. And it is written in English, and it is entitled Chains of Pain.
So Mr. This Helmsworth, is do you know anything about this?
Oh, very interesting.
Can we roll the knowledge?
You can roll occult for sure, Mr. Occultist.
Yes. Barely know about it, but I do with occult.
So wait, you pass an occult?
I pass, yes. Right on the spot.
Yeah, that's fine. So this you've seen things like this before. This appears to be the way it's written, it's very ritualistic. It talks about the words you'd say. It suggests that you'll need, it says it's used to trap a being of shadow.
Very useful.
And it requires that you have Corvus blood.
Okay.
Yes, this spell, when prepared and cast around Mr. Ginger, will hold him fast in his form and allow this to end.
I see. Is this what this shadow thing that we just saw inside the house?
Yes. Yes, that's Mr. Ginger. He has the ability to become solid as he wishes. You've seen
allowing him to destroy things from the inside, solving the locked room mysteries.
And to inflict damage upon museum personnel staff.
Yeah, quite.
All right. This is very useful, I would say. I turn to the others. I think we can use this. And so it looks like no one knows actually what happened with the other two tablets, according to what you're saying, not even you, right?
I assume Williams knows, but we have been unable to find out where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you think he escaped? That's
Yes. We thought for a while that he might have died, and but we realized that if Ginger kills Williams, he'll never get the information he needs. Williams is becoming more and more enraged, but it still has an instinct of self-preservation.
So
we must have kidnapped him.
We're not sure, but I will say that we do know that a bus, local bus, was in the area around the time that Williams disappeared.
Hmm. So, or here's a theory that Williams also know how to turn into shadows. He disappeared during the discussion.
My assumption is that that's not even my assumption. Ginger had the tablets. We have been able to find the tablets for accessing the shadow powers at Ginger's location, Ginger's house.
Okay.
So we have taken those and secured those away, but I don't believe Mr. Williams is a very intelligent man. I believe he is simply one who saw a way of making some money.
So I feel like, I mean, just to be clear, if we have to find the two tablets before we can stop this Ginger.
No, if you were to see Ginger and you cast this, use the scroll right here, then cast the ritual, then yes, you would be able to stop him. You don't need the other two tablets. I mean, okay. I think knowing where they are might give you a sense of where Ginger is going to try to end up anyway, and certainly finding Williams, that's what Ginger is also looking for. So, but
that's right.
I don't know where else you might find Ginger, although I can't help but think that he's certainly lurking around the museum based on the number of assaults that have happened in that area.
And turning to Helmsworth, okay. I will say, in this spell, you can cast it?
That's what I actually wanted to ask Sean. Do we have all the components needed to cast it? This blot? Purpose blot? What is it?
Go ahead and roll me a either biology or zoology or a no roll.
A no roll is fine. Critical success.
Corvus, you know, means the blood of crows or ravens.
Oh, okay. All right. Corvus, yeah, nice. Yeah, understood. So it's easily available. This blood that we need to you know, cast the spell. And there's nothing else, right? I can easily follow the instructions in the spell.
You're going to need to spend a little time. You're going to spend a little time having to read it and sort of like it describes, you know, hand motions and things. You're going to have to sort of, so you know, if Ginger was to show up right now, you wouldn't be ready even if you had the blood. But you get the sense that a little bit of study on this and you'll be able to figure it out.
Well, I will share that with you. So with enough time, yes. That's like I was saying.
Well, Uden stands up, throws down some money.
Where are we going to be able to contact you? We come across the two tablets.
Oh, I will find you. I will check in with you. Certainly, if we needed to, we could find you at the club.
Are you the ones that have been following us?
We have been keeping track. There's another item that we've been searching for. We did for a while look at you, but you don't seem to have it. So we're during that time, we were able to learn a little bit more about you and your very interesting cadre of companions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there a way for us? Because here's the thing, right? We felt like we were under attack. So is there a way to tell your guys from the bad ones? Like a signal that you can give us if we spot you following us. Okay.
You don't need to worry anymore. Assuming it's our interests align now, you don't need to worry about our group.
Okay.
In any case, right. I have pressing matters in the city. I wish you good hunting and good day.
All
walk up. Yes.
Good day.
And I think the sting operation on the horizon, this seems like a good place to stop.